7.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to YouCanRunInternational.com. That's YouCanRunInternational.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is November the 1st, 2012, and we are coming live at you, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the other guy from Michigan. Michigan!
AM 1260, The Pledge.
Well, we appreciate you guys, and we just wanted to give you a shout-out and say thank you very much. But we are here. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, double E, BradleyDean1, on my Twitter account, or if you'd like to be one of my friends on Facebook, you're a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving yourself, please link up with me, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. And if you'd like to be a part of the show today, again, we are live out of Michigan. Don't have a number. Inaccessible. Sorry. That's just how it goes. But I can tell you, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Now, just recently, we had somebody post on our Facebook a quote by Thomas Paine, and I want to read that. He was one of our founders. I love the man that can smile in trouble, that can gather strength from distress, and grow brave by reflection. 'Tis the business of little minds to shrink.
'Tis.
But he whose heart is firm and whose conscience approves his conduct will pursue his principles unto death. And that's exactly what the Sons of Liberty did. And folks, they didn't die. They succeeded. They overcame because the God of Israel stood on their behalf, and now we have our liberties. Now, as you see on LifeSite News, folks have been commenting and posting different things regarding Bradley's latest blog. And that blog is found on LifeSite News. You can also find it on The Sons of Liberty on our Facebook, The Sons of Liberty. But it's the mask off. It's Canadians now warning Americans about the threat of gay marriage.
Yeah.
The Bible has become hate literature. That's right. The Bible's become hate literature. Clearly, the church is in the crosshairs. There will be growing pressure for the church to comply or to be shut down. Archbishop Terence Prendergast from Canada. Now, I just read to you what Thomas Paine had to say about that. 'Tis the business of little minds to shrink, but he whose heart is firm and whose conscience approves his conduct will pursue his principles unto death.
What did MLK rightly say? A man of conscience can never be a leader of consensus. A man of conscience is a molder
That's right.
A consensus.
And boy, I'll tell you what, folks, it's not easy to mold, but that's only where victory is found.
You just stand.
That's exactly right. Now, Planned Parenthood praises sexual pleasure for kids. Now, folks, we talk a lot about the international
criminal organization.
Exactly. Yep. That try to infiltrate America. Now, this particular organization is headquartered in London. This is not the Planned Parenthood you hear of in America. Mm-hmm. Folks, they have these all over. They're test tube babies all over the world. Most countries have succeeded in fully implementing what they want. In America, we have still been a bulwark against these guys. Even though they're the largest abortion provider, we have put limitations and regulations on Planned Parenthoods. So don't let this thing cave in. This is what they're saying, proving that it's about the kids. The organization headquartered in London has posted online Young People's Guide to Sexual Rights. Who are they referring to? Young people, let's see. Kids.
Cool.
Kids under 18 and yeah. Kids.
Yeah.
An IPPF declaration which proclaims that sexual rights for youth must be guaranteed.
Rights. Rights.
That's right.
Wow.
Even though they have parents.
Yeah.
These are 18 and these are under 18 youth.
Rights.
So that all young people around the world will be able to explore, experience, and express their sexualities in healthy, positive, pleasurable, and safe ways. Sounds to me like there's a lot of adult creeps and perverts
there
that want to go for your kids.
Yeah.
Here it is internationally and trying to implement it again into America. Find it at the Sons of Liberty on Facebook.
Speaking of grown up creeps, outside of the fact that Jerry Sandusky is now in prison for 30 to 60 years for pedophilia, violating little boys.
That's right.
Graham Spanier, the former president of Penn State University, is expected to be charged today in connection with the Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse scandal, according to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Sources who requested anonymity indicated that Pennsylvania Attorney General Linda Kelly, who had announced that Spanier, who has stepped down as president, will be charged with perjury and obstruction of justice. Amen. In addition, Athletic Director Tim Curley, who is on leave and whose contract will be renewed, and Gary Schultz, the retired Vice President for Business and Finance, also face charges of perjury before a grand jury investigation into the matter and failure to report suspected child abuse.
Right.
How much time did you say we had?
Two.
Oh, we got 2 minutes, okay. Charges against Spanier were considered to be a possibility all along as the investigation into the cover-up at Penn State continued. And last November, a grand jury handed down a presentment that noted that Spanier denied being aware of a 1998 university police investigation of Sandusky for incidents with children in football building showers. Really? It's interesting that the AG went missing, though, when he began to investigate into the Penn State scandal.
His computer was wiped.
Yeah, he's
where'd
completely
all that
gone.
Go?
Just nobody knows where he's been or where he's gone.
I'd like to read a statement from the Planned Parenthood, the international group based out of London. They said, removal of parental involvement or spouse consent laws that prevent young people from seeking sexual and reproductive health services. Barriers must be removed so that everyone, Jerry Sandusky, the people down at Penn State that are molesting little children, especially marginalized and underserved groups, can enjoy all human rights.
Who else? What other kind of a mindset would advocate these crimes?
There is no other kind
of
mindset.
No, there isn't.
People are animals, and they don't deserve to breathe.
In these particular situations, you're exactly right. Now, back to Penn State. Kelly has maintained all along that Spanier had not been cleared in the investigation, and Spanier's attorneys had no comment for the Post-Gazette late Wednesday. And how could they?
Exactly.
Busted.
Don't incriminate yourself.
Now,
just
your boy, Jerry Sandusky, for all you criminals out there, you just need to understand the boy's gone for 30 to 60 years. So if you want to lay for the kids, that's what you're going to be facing.
That's right.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and we'll be right back after this break.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-800-800-8255.
866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Now, friends, I think it's interesting because when I got on the airplane this morning, we left at 3:30 in the morning, got downtown Minneapolis, so I don't know what time to the airport, and we took off, and all the way from Minneapolis to Michigan, it was less than an hour flight,
yep.
And there's a young man next to me. And we just started talking, and he says, well, that's really cool what you guys are doing. You guys are reaching the younger demographic. And I said, well, why wouldn't I go to the younger demographic? I said, the problem is I said, bro, I went to the RNC in Tampa, the Republican National Convention, and I said, these people don't have a clue as to what the problem is. And I asked him the question. I said, why do you think Obama's going to the colleges? Why do you think he's going to the young people all the time? I said, people can call him what they want to call him, but I said, the guy's got enough common sense to go to the young people. Mm-hmm. He knows who the future is going to be. And I said, I'm trying to do my best to show the younger generation and the older generation the breach so they can come together on this. But I said, for the most part, what I see is the older generation, they don't care about the younger generation. And I said, who does care about the younger generation is those that want to indoctrinate the younger generation. And so they are. And so in saying that, if you ever wonder why we're talking about the issues that we're talking about, first and foremost is because no one else is willing to do it. That's number one uno. Listen, we don't look out for our kids. 55 million babies have been aborted, murdered in the womb, and America stands back and allows these criminal organizations such as Planned Parenthood to continuously assault and assail the children of this country. I didn't hear that on Fox today. I didn't hear that on CNN. I didn't hear anybody standing up for them. I didn't hear that on ESPN. I didn't hear that on CBS or NBC. I didn't see that. Mm-hmm. Who's going to stand up for these kids? And why wouldn't we stand up for these young people? I'm talking about high schools. I'm talking about elementary students. I'm talking about college. And, you know, for a lot of the older generation, they don't know as well. But the bottom line is they have a Bible, they have a Constitution just like I do, so there's no excuse whatsoever. But isn't it interesting when you begin to tell them what you do and why you do it? Because you're defending the younger generation from these criminals, and criminals they are, friends, trying to infiltrate to indoctrinate your children into a homosexual lifestyle. That's not criminal. To sexualize your kids, Planned Parenthood, that's not criminal. Folks, these are your kids. And by the way, this is UN doctrine. This is about usurping parental rights. Yeah. That's what this is about. Planned Parenthood wants to take your little girls, if you have a little girl, and they're teaching them how to fornicate, have sex before marriage. I could go into that, but I'm not going to right now. They want, if your child becomes impregnated, they want to be able, a teacher, to take the kid to a Planned Parenthood outfit, have the baby murdered, and then tell your child you don't have to say anything to your parents. Isn't that crazy?
Yep.
You know, what I did notice, though, today was I did notice another coach in Michigan right when I got off on the airplane. I turned on the news because I wanted to see if anybody was talking about Benghazi. And they weren't. Fox was, to their credit. But what I did see is another coach being busted in Michigan for violating male students, homosexual crimes. And then on the same report, right after that one came up, another one came up where another coach was violating a 13-year-old boy. Folks, what do you think this is about? And the question is, why is nobody speaking out against these issues? Because they're afraid of what the media will say. Let the media say what they're going to say. Let them say what they're going to say. We need to stand up and fight for the next generation because, as I've said so many times, if we don't fight for them and bless them, they're going to curse us. And just think, folks, you're getting older and older as the days go by. And we're not going to get out of it, nor should we want to get out of it. These are our kids.
That's right.
These are our kids. Not the UN's kids. Just thought I'd state.
You know, when a mama grizzly bear's kids are attacked, or you get in between her and her kids, it's over. Your life is done. And I see right now out of the women who are mothers of these children standing up far more than the fathers that are to protect them. They go and father a child and then pursue their own dreams and occupations,
yeah,
but forget the youth in the dust.
If that's what they're following, but yeah.
This is another statement. This is what the Planned Parenthood Foundation stated. And I don't say this for shock value, folks. This is the truth. I'm giving you ammo so you'll react. If you don't react, then you're a corpse. Our youth are the future, and they are our life. And Christ called us to lay down our life for our brethren. How much more the next generation? It's a fundamental goal of parents to remove parent involvement or spousal consent laws.
Mm-hmm.
Laws.
Mm-hmm.
They want to remove the laws. This is their fundamental goal that prevent young people from seeking sexual and reproductive health services. What are they talking about? Abortion.
Yeah, and let me tell all you dummies out there, you useful idiots that are going hook, line, and sinker along with this. They're only using you as a political battering ram because you're not paying attention as to what's right behind you.
Oh.
Your executioners.
That's right. That's
so
right.
Let's not forget that.
You'd think out of common sense they would. But as you said, the point is they take great pains, and they literally do. They're patient. They're very thorough. They're very strategic about how they lay for your kids, folks.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, again, in a grizzly bear, nature teaches us. You touch the kids, it's over. There's something inside of you.
An animal knows
exactly
the difference between right and wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So you become dehumanized when you can't react against this. Oh, well, I know that our schools are bad, but I teach my kids good enough at home. Mom, Dad, your kids spend way more time in a public school setting, if that's where you're sending them, than they do at home eating dinner with you these days.
Yeah.
And it's not enough to entertain them or bring them to a ball game and talk to them about Jesus values twice a week. It's just not enough. It ain't cutting it.
It's sick.
Because like you said, you go to ESPN, you go to these major networks, they ain't talking about the kids. As a matter of fact, some of the networks are even defending Sandusky's because he's a sports icon.
Yeah, I didn't see that, but I did go when I was channel surfing to try to land conservative news, if there's any out there.
Yeah.
And I did see one outlet, and it was a sports channel that was basically going after Penn State.
Yeah.
I seen two guys doing it. And what this has to do with, I mean, they were trying to separate and make the distinction between the sport and the criminals.
That's right.
And to their credit.
Yes, there is.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's right. And they went for it.
And you've got to polarize those criminals because crime is crime no matter what avenue it's in or no matter what segment of society it's in, whether it's in politics. Hey, a criminal is still a criminal even if he's got a badge on.
Yeah.
It's still crime. That doesn't make government bad.
Yeah.
And as we've said before, we are all for good government, but it's keeping them accountable to the light.
I want to ask my friends out there that listen to us on a daily basis. I got one question for you. How come the socialist communist news outlets, how come they're not condemning Sandusky?
Haven't heard much
friends,
of that.
I'm asking you the question, why are they not condemning Sandusky's crimes against little boys? Why? Is anybody out there enraged yet? why wouldn't they be condemning Jerry Sandusky, Spanier, and Graham? Mm-hmm. Why are you not hearing them being condemned?
Now, I can speculate a couple things.
What kind of crimes are there? They're homosexual crimes against little boys.
That's right.
What do you call it?
And when you see in countries where homosexuality can be flamboyant, and you see where they can be protected by the law,
mm-hmm.
what's the next thing? They want to take down more current laws.
Yeah.
So like, they can do things
like homosexual marriage in Canada, and let's lower the anal consent to 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how did you just
What's that have to do with two men loving each other?
Totally. What did that... Well, let's attack the church.
That's right. Try to silence them.
Let's attack homeschoolers and begin to teach the kids that if they, well, through their parents, if they teach them that homosexuality is a sin... Well, then we'll shut their home down. We'll take their kids away from you.
So let's get a hold of the law.
What is it about, friends?
Right. Let's get a hold of the law. Why? Not because they care about the law, but because they want the force behind the law.
They hate the law.
And use it against.
They totally hate the law.
That abide by
Speaking
law.
Of animals, an Ohio student was arrested for threatening to shoot Mitt Romney today.
Right on the Facebook, folks. The Sons of Liberty.
Wow. Look at this. Shaquille Brown, a student at Lorain County Community College in Ohio, was arrested after reportedly saying he wanted to shoot Mitt Romney. The Associated Press reported. I'm surprised. Good for you guys. The 19-year-old student was charged Wednesday in El Ria Municipal Court with one count of inducing panic after a teacher overheard him saying he wanted to shoot the GOP nominee on Monday. And according to the police report, Brown said, "Can we leave because Romney is in town? I want to go shoot him." Oh, listen to these. Listen
Isn't
to these.
Love and tolerance.
Yes, I love it. Listen to the gun violence.
Was it racism? I mean, he is a black guy.
He is a black
guy. White.
He is.
So maybe he hates white people?
He must in this particular situation. According to the report, Brown told authorities, "I don't even have a gun to do it." Really? Nevertheless, the student was taken to Lorain County Jail after being interviewed by the Secret Service. Okay. Secret Service spokesman Max Millian said the agency was familiar with the case involving Brown and would follow up on it, the AP said. Throughout the campaign, liberals, communist criminals, have repeatedly threatened to murder the GOP nominee. Mm-hmm. Listen again. Throughout the campaign, criminals, they call them liberals in this report, have repeatedly threatened to murder the GOP nominee. Wait a second. With what? A gun?
Oh, an illegal gun.
I thought you guys didn't want a gun. These are the people I'm saying gun rights. Let's get rid of them.
And that's why we need to bring the UN in.
Come on,
to
all these leftist whacked criminals. They're saying, "Come on, I want one. Give me one of those."
So law-abiding citizens that will stand against your lawlessness—they can't have guns.
That's right.
It's the same story.
Threats to kill a presidential candidate violate federal law and can be punished with 5 years in prison and/or a fine. We're going to come right back to this, folks. I got another surprise report from you. Just hang on a second. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready. Some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves. You and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Oh, this is a good one. Oh, friends. Talking about stepping in it. Talking about stepping in it. Here
it's
we go.
Smelly.
Oh, I can smell it already. It is so bad. Oh, it smells like the bloggers.
Yes.
It does. Democrat of the Year.
What if he was a blogger?
Democrat of the Year, as if to
that's
say.
That's like some kind of an award?
Hang on a second.
Okay.
I'm stuttering.
I'd love to meet the Democrat of the Year.
Well, you can. Here, I'll introduce it to you right now. Okay. Jefferson County, Colorado. Democrats have revoked 66-year-old Stella Carson's 2012 Democrat of the Year award, following her conviction on Thursday for stealing from a 71-year-old woman who suffers from both partial blindness and cerebral palsy.
I wonder why they denied to give her the gift. I would think that's what they want.
Can't you see the love and tolerance?
Yeah.
Jake, can't you see the love and tolerance?
You're shaking.
Yes, I am. Oh, my goodness.
The Democrats would be happy that a woman learned how to steal from a 71-year-old blind.
Well, they're doing it from every American in this country that allows them to. So what's the difference between them and a 71-year-old woman who suffers from partial blindness and cerebral palsy?
And you know what? The 71-year-old is probably rich. And you know what? She needs to give her fair share anyways.
Totally.
You know?
By force. Extortion.
Exactly.
I mean, at least, right?
So what's wrong with stealing a little bit of money from a 71-year-old who can afford it?
Well, that's true. And here's the thing. They're not the ones holding the gun to the lady's head.
No.
It's the empowered government that they're attempting to hold the gun to the lady's head.
Oh, so they don't want just 71-year-olds. They want every American.
That's right. That's right. Here now. Carson was found guilty of felony identity theft and felony theft from an at-risk person for stealing checks from the 71-year-old woman who is partially blind and has cerebral palsy to pay for cable, cell phone, and internet bills.
You know, I think I figured out why they denied her the award. Because she only stole from one person
Well,
instead of multiple people.
Well, Okay.
What a dumb Democrat. She only steals from one person. I mean, come on.
I give it to you.
Okay.
I give it to you. Goodness. Okay. The Jefferson County Democratic Party announced in late 2011 that it planned to honor Carson at a gala in January 2012 for her Democratic activism and efforts. Activism.
Mm-hmm. She's pretty active stealing money from old ladies.
Is this telling her what, dude?
Good activism.
Activism. Woo! And 3 days before the January 8th dinner, critics warned the Democratic Party officials of an ongoing criminal investigation into Carson's activities. Wow.
They probably said
Chris Kennedy, chairman of the Jefferson County Democratic Party, disregarded the warning.
Of course, because he's a criminal.
I wonder how much money he took from
that. He got half of that lady's money.
Yeah. Carson is due in court this December. If sentenced, she faces a maximum of 9 years in prison. Amen.
There we go. Democrat of the year.
The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, the Lord beholds the good and the evil.
Amen.
And all things are naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do. And if a sparrow will not fall without his notice, listen up, criminals. All right. Okay. Oh, you want to talk to the next topic?
Yes.
Oh, it's just, it gets better.
I'm still puzzled by that one.
Oh, I'm not. That didn't surprise me at all. Freedom from religion is demanding that Ridgeland High School in Georgia stop allowing its players to eat at churches before football games.
This is so ridiculously
funny. It's so bad, I know.
But it is so insanely frightening that people just laugh, and then some liberal whack hack judge says, that's probably true. I mean, that food might get a little religious and go to their head.
Then deal with the whack
exactly
judge.
And deal
just
with,
like they did in Iowa.
Deal with these psychos who start organizations that cause such a frivolous lawsuit.
Frivolous.
You know, here's the other thing.
I think they're just threatening again, of course, with no power.
Think about the lunatics
behind them in any sense of the word. But it's just they're trying to intimidate anybody that stands up. And folks, what these people are doing is discriminating left and right. And folks, they're not going to stop until you stand up.
That's
the essence of the show.
Yep.
You got to be doers.
Yep.
You got to do the stuff, friends, because if you don't, it's going to continuously go backwards.
Right. And there's going to be nothing to complain about because you're not doing anything. But think about the donors. We are a nonprofit, folks, and we invite your donations. Think about the donors of this organization. It's not federally funded. If you went to your donors and said, hey, guys, we got a really good idea. We're going to go sue a school district because the children are eating at a church before a football game. What do you think? Can I get 10 grand? Think about the mentally ill people that actually say, that's a wonderful idea. Here's a check. Because they're not doing this for free. They're getting funding.
Mm-hmm.
So there is mentally ill people that will support a mentally ill organization to go do something mentally ill.
Yeah. Like I said so many times before, and I say it with all due sincerity, bro, send them to Russia.
Exactly.
Send them to an Islam nation and try it.
Yep. Go practice your freedom from religion.
Totally.
We encourage it.
In every sense of the word.
You have the freedom to leave this country and practice. Go ahead.
Next point. The Red Star in Minneapolis outdoes themselves again.
Something like a Tribune or something?
Yeah. Front page of the paper in Minneapolis. You ready for this, friends? By the way, why are they saying that this is Obama state? When Rick Santorum pretty much stomped everybody in the way of opposition that he had.
And the state of Minnesota.
I'm trying to figure. I get it. It's the state-run media. It's misinformation. Is Mark Twain right when he said that?
Yeah.
Those that
read
the newspapers are uninformed, but those that do read the newspapers are misinformed? Yes, it is!
So how do you get informed?
Maybe this is why they're going bankrupt.
And have gone bankrupt.
Yeah.
And got bought up.
By who?
And who are they getting bought up by?
That's another question, but let's not go down a little bunny trail. Minnesota election officials defend the state's reputation for ethics and fairness. Folks, there's billboards in the state of Minnesota all over the place. Number one in voter fraud. Number one in voter fraud.
I seem to remember a gentleman that ran for Senate. What was his name? Al Franken. No voter fraud involved in that.
Dude, by you even acknowledging him sets a precedent for him.
That's
don't
true.
Don't make the guy famous outside of the fact that he's a comedian, okay?
Some lunatic.
Because he's a joke. Literally. He's a joke.
I get it.
And the joke is on Minnesotans.
That's right.
Okay, because we know that there was election fraud with that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But let's go on here. While acknowledging human error in what they contend are extremely rare instances of fraudulent voting, Listen to this. Tell me there were 6,000 little green men that came down from the spaceships and registered, said Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman, a DFLer whose office prosecutes voting fraud and who is campaigning against photo ID. No. Listen to this again, friends. Let's straighten out the confusion here. Listen to what he said again. Tell me there were 6,000 little green men that came down from the spaceships and registered, said Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman, a DFLer whose office prosecutes voting fraud and who is campaigning against photo ID. I don't know if this is me or not, but wasn't President Barack Hussein Obama just in Chicago and he had to present
before he
ID before he voted? But are you listening to the contradiction here? Mm. He prosecutes voting fraud, yet he's campaigning against photo ID. Why would you do that, Brother Mikey?
Because he believes in aliens.
Oh, he does.
I know. I mean,
maybe that's who he's hanging out with on the, I don't know, planet Mars or something.
Yeah, the aliens keep our voting polls safe.
Then let me correct his thinking for him. Mike, if that's the case and it's all created, then why are you against voter ID?
Yeah, then why do you have
a job? What's the problem? I don't see what the problem is. I just went to the airport, and before I could get on the airplane, I had to show him ID.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, before I go over the southern border into Mexico, you know what? I have to show ID.
You got to have the creds.
Yeah. If I go and renew my license, well, what do I need that for? To drive my car, I have to have a photo ID.
Identify yourself.
Yeah. Many places you go, you have to show your photo ID. So what? What's the problem?
Mm-hmm.
If there isn't a problem, then why are you making a problem out of it, Mr. 6,000 little green men that came down from spaceships?
I think that's the problem right there.
I think he may be on LSD.
Yeah, because, yeah, that was quite a vision. I mean, to see 6,000 green aliens come down.
Yeah.
And vote.
The report finds that 113 individuals who voted illegally in the 2008 election have been convicted of the crime. Ineligible voters knowingly votes under Minnesota Statute 201014. Wait a second. You just got done saying, Communist News Network here in Minnesota. We're actually live out of Michigan right now, just so you understand that. I'm not confused as to where I'm at.
Because
I
don't see aliens,
do
you?
I don't.
Okay.
I'm drinking a little coffee here, but I'm telling you what, I don't see those little green men that he's talking about. But what's interesting here is he just said we don't have a problem with it. But I just seen in the same report just one. You want to talk about confusion, dude?
Yeah.
You want to talk about what God said about confusion to face?
Sure.
Here it is right here.
Mm-hmm.
These people are chasing their tail and never coming to resolve on purpose. And let me tell you what. It is purpose to only confuse the reader.
How do you bring conclusion to a lie? And that's the problem.
I've only read three paragraphs, Jake. Look at how confusing that is. How much it contradicts itself.
Mm-hmm.
What is so hard about common sense? I know what it is. They can't explain it in common sense because they themselves don't understand it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or the other side of that, the parallel to that is they're guilty of
They're covering and hiding.
Thank you.
Covering and hiding.
Thank you, sir.
Let me be clear.
Okay. Let me go on to the fourth paragraph. As far as we can tell, this is the largest number of voter fraud convictions arising from a single election in the past 75 years, said Minnesota Majority President Jeff Davis. Prosecutions are still underway, and so there will be likely even more convictions.
Mm-hmm.
I thought there wasn't a problem with it.
No.
Huh.
Problem? What problem? Benghazi? What about Benghazi?
The actual number in the state of Minnesota of illegal votes cast was in the thousands. Man, somebody needs to talk to Mikey.
Yeah.
Mikey likes it, though.
He does.
Mikey likes anything.
The aliens buy him dinner. You know, they probably bought him a new pool.
Well, probably, no, or with this.
Channel more aliens.
They probably brought some, like, cheese down from Mars, because I heard there's, like, cheese on the moon.
Yeah, like holes in the cheese, like Swiss cheese.
Well, where's that Neil Armstrong guy? I wonder if he brought some cheese back.
You know, I wonder if those two are talking to each other about voter ID.
I think so.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe John Glenn, because John Glenn said if we had to follow the rule of the Constitution, he said we couldn't pass or enact most bills that we pass around here.
Yeah.
In other words, we're breaking the law knowingly.
So why are we even
on joke's
Earth?
On the United States of America. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We're going to come back with one more segment. Hang with us, because it even gets better than this.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the
Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine. Survival gardening. Growing heirloom seeds.
Negotiating for your life.
Surviving violent climate change. Radiation survival. Economic collapse.
Disease prevention.
Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food. Defending your home and family. Surviving tornadoes. Water filtration and purification. Build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms? Nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes.
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze-Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one-day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Military. The military.
Military X.
All right, Jake.
Well, we talked about our friend down in Texas who loves liberty, loves his state, and loves his constituency.
AG.
He said if the UN comes into the voter polls, then they will be threatened with arrest.
Within 100 feet.
Don't even get close. Don't even monitor. What does the United Nations have to do with the citizens, the good citizens of Texas voting?
I think that should scare the chocolate out of every American that this president and his administration would call in the UN to come in and say, you cannot govern yourselves any longer. We need to enforce the laws of the UN, not the United States.
That's right. And who does,
because what did he say? They basically came in and said to the AG in Texas that you have no authority to arrest them. What are they, a bunch of 007s? No. What is the president saying,
that's
friends?
Right.
Did you forget about Obama overseas in Europe talking about a one world order?
Yep.
I really do.
So it shows who's a traitor to his country. Folks.
In every sense of the word.
He is a traitor.
Yeah.
You bring in a foreign government system, which is what the UN is.
Oh, yeah. It's a peacekeeping. It's a treaty among nations. It is a
peacekeeping.
It's got its own agenda.
Peace, Jake?
With guns.
AK-47s, bombs. Glocks. But in the front of their building, they got a gun with a snub nose. Yeah, they don't want you to have guns, but they want to enforce their UN law.
Imagine a peaceful world with no
tanks.
Guns.
Yeah, totally.
Except for us.
You first.
That's right.
That's right.
Except for us.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, his whole administration right now, for those that didn't know, the Obama administration outside of Benghazi, Tim Geithner, Eric Holder, and others in his administration right now, there's a lawsuit being filed against them. I believe it's going to court right now for illegally funneling money. So they're being popped again, friends.
Geithner in the Department of Treasury funneling, guess what?
Yes.
The very thing he's supposed to be safeguarding, money.
Yeah.
The DOJ in trouble for embezzling or confiscating guns.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bringing guns. Yeah. So everything that they serve, their titles, they go contrary to. Well, in Des Moines, bring it back to the United Nations wanting to monitor the polls.
Sure.
The paper pusher, the Secretary of State.
Ooh.
Yes, he's part of the executive branch of government in Iowa. Yeah. But he's the paper pusher. He, like, files things. He says, okay, here's your fee for filing to be a corporation in our state. Yeah. He stands up and warns a group of international voting monitors that they will face arrest if they monitor polling locations in Iowa next week.
Right.
The paper pusher.
That's right.
He's an American.
Yes, he is.
And he's exercising
what he got to lose. Yeah.
He's going to stand up and protect his peoples.
You can almost bet your bottom dollar someone in his family paid the ultimate sacrifice for the freedom, and he understands it.
And now he knows love.
Yep.
And love is to lay down one's life.
Can I go back to my point? $43 trillion lawsuit against Holder, Geithner, and more. Okay, it's all over the place right now.
Yeah.
So
that's like a fellow
being popped again, friends.
So that's like a fellow chicken going into the coop and saying, "Mr. Fox, you cannot guard this coop anymore."
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, folks, the chickens, and I'm not calling Americans chickens, but we are armed for a reason. And we have this, too, to our lot. The fact that we stand against tyranny.
Yeah.
You don't have to use arms in a situation. You merely stand and flex your muscle.
That's chilling, man.
It's very chilling.
That's chilling. You mean we're armed for that very purpose?
Yes. And the
I mean, is that what it says in our founding documents, Jake?
It's what our founders did.
Oh, says the lawless socialist communist. That's chilling,
and,
man.
And this is something that goes beyond
those
proportions.
But it's okay when one of these little whacks want to go out and shoot the GOP nominee, right? Yeah.
Of course.
That's not chilling. That's the norm, man. Come on. You guys are big boys. You can take it.
Mental health issues.
Yes.
We need to get that man health.
Yes.
Which is why we need to disarm
healthy
Americans.
Yes,
because
right.
We've got to get him healthy again. But in our country, and this goes to our point, and this needs to be very clarified. Listen, in America, we don't need an armed resistance. We don't need it.
Yeah.
We don't. Yeah. We simply need to stick to our Constitution, our founding document.
Everybody needs to be ruled by law.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that's why our founders did take up arms.
Thank you.
And they established the government that we have right now.
Yes.
Which brings us to the position of an Iowa Secretary of State standing up warning international voting monitors that they will face arrest if they monitor polling locations in Iowa next week.
Good for them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's good government right there.
Oh, and
no
I can
bloodshed,
just see this. Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
Can't you just see the Huffington Post? Can you believe this? I feel so safe and secure when the United Nations come in and throw over my... They basically overthrow my sovereignty, man, and it makes me feel good.
Yeah, because, I mean...
And most, they, you know, I don't realize I'm on that same boat that they're trying to sink yet, though. Once it starts going down, I'll just say, you know, you'll go back like in the Titanic. You'll go back in the lounge inside of the boat and just have another drink, won't you?
That's right.
Yeah, well, you all drowned, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, just forget about that part.
Forget about it.
Yeah, but I feel so safe and secure. It's like the TSA. I feel so good when I have a pervert putting his hands on me. Oh, I just feel, I get the goosies. I get this thrill up the back of my legs.
As a matter of fact, I just want to go fly right now.
Yes.
Yeah, I got to go. I got to go. Fly.
We're going, man.
Yeah.
We're going.
It's time to fly.
Yeah.
It's time to fly. Maybe they'll have an airport with TSA for the aliens because our alien friends come down.
That stinks,
and,
dude.
You know.
The fly's looking for the loaf right now, isn't he?
Exactly. Why is there always flies present?
I don't know. But I do understand why open rebuke is better than secret love. I really do. You know, during the break, friends, I got to let you know, I got to be transparent here. I really do. But we have some people inside the studios with us right now. And I just said to them, I said, you almost have to be facetious about this. It's so bad. Foreign countries are looking at the American people saying, what are you doing by allowing this?
You're giving it to them.
In every sense of the word.
Yep.
Okay? Proverbs 27:5-6. Open rebuke is better than love or secret love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Listen to what Prince of Preachers Charles Spurgeon rightly said. He said, hold on you then, dear friends, to the words of Christ, even though you do not always understand them. I must also remind you that every word of threatening that Jesus Christ has spoken is true. Oh, that we could see his face and we could have heard the tones of his voice. There must have been some inexpressible sweetness and an ineffable tenderness about the speech of Jesus Christ. All those who heard him speak knew that he loved them, and the publicans and the sinners, the poor offcasts, those who were scouted by everybody else, drew near to Christ. Because they felt their very sympathies were caught by the Christ, the Son of the living God, in the great heart of his. Yet, did you ever notice, friends, you must have noticed that never a man spake such terrible threatenings to the ungodly as this man spake. It was Jesus who spoke of the worm that never dies and of the fire that shall never be quenched. It was Jesus who spoke of destroying both body and soul in hell. It was he who said many of the most terrible things about future punishment that were ever uttered, such as the parable of the rich man who died and was buried, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in the water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Now, when you hear men soften down the threatenings of scriptures, don't believe that love suggests such a course of action. It is often the proof of true love that it can speak harsh things. If a man comes and tells you very pleasant things about yourself, beware of him. He's not your friend. But the man who can warn you, who can point out your fault and your folly, who can run the risk of losing your esteem by indicating your danger, that is the one who has a sincere affection for you, and a wise man will choose such a friend as that. Whatever anyone must think or say, there's not a terrible word that fell from Jesus Christ and his lips, which will not be affected by your likes or your dislikes. He that believeth shall not be damned. You call this a hard saying. It is true, however, or Christ would not have said it. It must have been some sort of mental crucifixion to speak to him as he did about the terrors of the world to come. And be ye sure that they are not less awful than he described, not less horrible than he depicted them. So, whatever any man may say, by toning down his threatenings, reject their falsehoods. For heaven and earth shall pass away, but the words of Christ shall not pass away. Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers.
And what is the foundation of our country? This is why our liberties can never pass away so long as we stay on the foundation of God's Word that we have in this country and in this nation. All you do is act upon it. We don't have to construct anything new. It's already
that's
constructed.
Right.
We have to act upon
just
that which
broom.
Has been constructed.
That's right.
And that's the key to what we do in America. And that's the key to what you do and we do as Sons of Liberty across this nation, is to bring back to people the remembrance of the foundation that already does exist. Listen, these clowns try to break this foundation. It's like the hammer trying to break the anvil. It's never going to happen. The only thing they can do is deceive you off of the anvil. Set on the anvil. Set on the anvil. Any of you that are civic leaders right now listening, any of you that are parents, public school teachers, all of you folks listening, set on the anvil and don't move. Be willing to do so, because just like Thomas Paine said in the beginning of this radio program that we shared with you, he said that 'tis the business of little minds to shrink, but he whose heart is firm and whose conscience approves his conduct will pursue his principles even unto death. Folks, you don't have to die. You have the truth on your side. You have the anvil. Stay tight on it. Stay firm on the Constitution.
What's
stay
interesting
firm on
about
the, Bible.
The hammer and the anvil?
Mm-hmm.
The hammer wears out. The anvil doesn't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You don't hear the blacksmith saying, well, I need a new anvil because my hammer broke it. Well, then, A, your anvil was never really an anvil, because anvils don't break. That's why they are anvils.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, coming live out of Michigan. We will be with you in 23 hours. First John 3:18, we love you by what we do, and we will talk to you then.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.